In August 23rd in 1989, 2 million people took part in a Baltic way to demonstrate non-violently and to demand independence for the Baltic states, regaining the independence. So at that time, 30 years ago, you were the leader of the opposition, of the leader of center-right moderate party. Later, you became prime minister when the Baltic states already had regained the independence. So how do you remember that day, the August 23rd, 30 years ago?
I remember it very well. I was in Stockholm at the time. I wasn't here, and I had been here quite a lot, and we were fairly engaged in sort of the Baltic freedom struggle from the Swedish side. But I think the Baltic Way was profoundly important. It was the first time that the Baltic issue was really brought to the attention of the rest of the West. Because understandably, they were preoccupied with other issues, the election in Poland, the events in Germany, the turmoil in the Soviet Union, and the future of Mr. Gorbachev. But suddenly you saw this immense demonstration of human power with this 2 million people, 600 kilometers, nothing of that sort had been seen ever before. So it was profoundly important in bringing the issue to the attention of the wider world.
So that was the significance of it, kind of a PR event also to bring it to attention. So do you think that it changed the history?
Well, I think it did. And one important aspect that should not be forgotten was that it brought the three Baltic nations together. It wasn't entirely certain that they would be on the same line. The history had been different, as we know. And the fact that now they were coming together in this extremely sort of visible way, I think paved the way for the success that was going to come. It was not a possibility for sort of Russian forces to divide them. They were together. And I think that was very important in paving the way for the eventual success.
You were very anti-Soviet Union and very involved into supporting the struggle of the Baltic nations to reestablish independence of the Baltic states already in the 80s. So what was that? Why was it important for you personally to get involved?
For me, it was fairly obvious that sort of peace in Europe could not be built long term on the oppression of individual nations, be that it divided Germany, be that the Poland that had gone through a very difficult time, be that the Baltic states, or be that also Russia itself. So the struggle for democracy in all of this enormous Soviet space, as it was bound to happen at some time, the Soviet collapse, was essentially a struggle for sort of a peaceful and stable future for Europe. The system that we had, the divided Europe, half of it controlled by the Soviet Union, looked stable on the surface, was basically unstable and dangerous, and could have produced a major war. So the peaceful evolution of this into roughly what we have today was enormously important.
And that's one of the things. I mean, the Baltic states, now today, in modern times, the Baltic way is praised across the world. Other people elsewhere in the world are taking example of it and trying to use it for their own aims. But at that time, was it? It wasn't really praised in the West. It was in the West. Was it praised, or was it more of a nuisance for the Western powers, Western states, taking into account that Gorbachev had undertaken perestroika, and there was hope that Soviet Union will remain for many, but a more democratic and liberal one?
For some, no question. There were those that said that, well, we have Mr. Gorbachev, he seems to be a nice guy. Let's not do anything that sort of undermines his position versus the more sort of reactionary elements that were there in the Soviet space. And that was particularly on the American side of the debate, because they were somewhat distant. The closer we were to the Soviet Union, Sweden, Denmark, to take those examples, the more we were aware of the fundamental problems, or the more skeptical we were of that particular approach. But so that sentiment was certainly there. But I think the Baltic Way was also important in the way that it demonstrated this is a force of these nations standing together. that can't be resisted, and that even Mr. Gorbachev has to take into account.
What about Sweden? Now, you were a strong supporter of the Baltic nations, but it was not really the case, perhaps, in Sweden in general, in Sweden as a state. Sweden became one of the few states who recognized the incorporation of the Baltic states into the USSR. Mm-hmm. We had this episode of Baltic refugees being giving back to the Soviet Union, and also during the Cold War, it seemed that Sweden was very pragmatic, and the fate of the Baltic states didn't really matter in Sweden in general. So did that change with the Baltic states way somehow?
Well, no question that it changed in the late 80s and early 90s, but it's true as you describe it. We should not forget that sort of Sweden is a fairly small nation, bigger than Latvia, but still a small nation, and that we were in extremely, go back to 1940, of course, we were surrounded by Hitler and Stalin. Our room for maneuver was not particularly large, if anything. So we had sort of stay fairly calm in order to survive. And during the Cold War, the divided Europe, yep, there were some people who felt that we have to be careful with the Soviet Union. I wasn't among them. But there was certainly that feeling. And that meant that the fate of the Baltic nations was not that prominent a topic. I mean, Vietnam was a far bigger topic than Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for most people in Sweden during, say, the 60s and the 70s. But that did change. That was good, very good that it did.
Now, when the Baltic Way took place across the sea from Sweden and all the other developments at the time, were there concerns in Sweden that things could turn violent, that authorities, Soviet authorities, could go for a crackdown? What were the different scenarios, perhaps, of the development of the events that were considered in Sweden at the time?
Oh yes, there certainly were. This perhaps came somewhat later, when it was fairly obvious that sort of the more reactionary forces in the Soviet Union were planning a comeback. And we saw them twice trying. I mean, first we had the January 1991, that was more directly directed against the three Baltic states. And it was very deliberate and very well organized, a fairly massive attempt, which had the sort of tacit or explicit support of Mr. Gorbachev. That's still subject of some debate. He denies it, but I think the facts are that he cannot have been ignorant of it. It failed. And then, of course, the event in August of 1991, when they tried to take over completely the entire country. And there were certainly those in the different party leaderships also in Eastern Europe that looked at what was happening in China, when the Chinese sent the troops into Tiananmen Square in late spring of 1989 and managed to suppress that particular freedom movement, and particularly in East Germany, in Czechoslovakia, in probably in Ukraine leadership. They were calling for the tanks. This could have happened, but we should be grateful that it did not.
The Baltic Way, understand how pivotal it was, say, in shaping and changing the attitudes in Swedish society. We had a report in our Latvian public radio this week about so-called Monday meetings, Mandagsrörelsen, pardon my pronunciation, which started basically half a year after the Baltic Way, gathering in Stockholm regularly to support the Baltic states.
Absolutely. It was very important. The Baltic Way was a way to sort of ignite that sort of feeling of solidarity. It was primarily in the beginning, it was quite a lot sort of Estonia, because we had a fairly large number of people from Estonia in Sweden. We had a significantly smaller number of people from Latvia, and we had virtually no one from Lithuania. But then, of course, we started to see the development in all of the three Baltic nations. And the Baltic Way was also very important in the sense that it demonstrated the solidarity between the three. The fact that the three popular fronts decided to go everything together, say, we are in solidarity with each other, that had a very powerful impact.
What lessons can we draw from the Baltic Way And do these lessons are still relevant today and can be applied to today's world? Or are there lessons for the future as well?
No, I think they are relevant. I mean, they show the powers of ideas, the powers of values, the powers of peacefully demonstrating these, and the powers of nations working together. If it's only one nation against another nation, it's easy to play them against each other. But when you have several nations working together peacefully, based on very clear ideas and principles, then it is a very strong force, also in today's world.
So it's about international cooperation and normative values.
Yeah.
Is that coming under strain today?
It is coming under strain. It is coming under strain. But I do think that the lesson of the Baltic Bay, standing hand in hand, is a powerful lesson to confront the sort of even most difficult challenges that we have in the world today. We can never do it alone. We can only do it together, based on ideas and principles.
Sweden has been a very important partner and supporter of Latvia and the Baltic states mm-hmm. since we reestablished independence, mm-hmm. especially when you took the post of Prime Minister mm-hmm. in 1991. Mm-hmm. And so there are strong human and business ties. Mm-hmm. We have learned and we still learn a lot from Sweden and mm-hmm. Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. But what is that Swedes have learned or can learn from the Baltic states?
If we go back to that particular period, I think Swedes learned quite a lot. You alluded to the previously that there might have been a feeling in the West at the time that, well, these Baltic people are then they are too eager, that this might be dangerous, Soviet Union is dangerous, let's be calm. It turned out that sort of the people in the Popular Front, to take those, had a better appreciation of the Soviet Union and its weakness than we had in Sweden. So the determination and the willpower that was here was more powerful than the cautiousness that was there in the West.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Time.